Tasty Radio, live vanaf Green Tech.
Paprika Tasty Radio, live from the Green Tech in De Rij in Amsterdam. I am here at the stand of Rovianda, together with Ronald Gronsveld. How are you doing today?
Quite good, to be honest. We have quite a lot of delegations already have been passed here through the exhibition. We got the Minister of the Arabics, we got the Minister of Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, we got the Staatssecretaris here. So, well, quite a lot of important people.
A very interesting clientele today.
Yeah, and then the funny part is that they want to know more about the expression of sunlight. So we are a typical company in the whole field of lighting.
Because for the people who don't know Rovianda, can you tell me a little bit about the company?
Yeah, Rovianda is a small company which is set up for lighting issues, not only in the horticulture sector but also industrial. But here in the Green Tech, of course, we focus on horticultural lighting. But we have another philosophy, and the philosophy is that everything is growing perfect under sunlight. So why do we go for coloring, red, blue, far red, etc., and why don't we use the full spectrum of the sun?
But is that necessary? Because there's like so many companies specializing in this specific paradigm. Why would you want to do it differently?
Well, we have always been different. And the funny part is you tell, okay, everybody is looking to colors and color systems. But let's be honest, after 14 years of research in LED, still not so many greenhouses in the Netherlands are focused and fully equipped with LEDs. So there must be something wrong in that philosophy. So, and we have done now since 2019, we have done testing in about approximately 50 growers. And all these growers are simply saying, well, we now see perfect leaves, we see perfect plants, we can grow everything we want. We are not dependable of what kind of source we are using. So if we do herbs, basilicum or lettuce in all kinds of species, it doesn't matter. Everything which is growing in nature under sunlight is growing from us as well.
Okay, so explain to me, how does it work and how do you promote that?
Yeah, that's a different issue. We are not a company who is promoting themselves so often for the very simple fact that we try to stay basic. We are not focusing on 80% of the market. We are focusing on the people who believe that sunlight could be the best of them. We are not a high efficiency levels on red light or something like that. But we are focusing on the harvest, we are focusing on the goal, what the grower has. That could be sustainability, that could be quality of the fruit, that could be healthiness of the plant. Depends everything in where the company is located and what they want to do and what they want to achieve. That's what we are doing.
So how does it work? Like, do you have one system for all different kinds of crops and growers and things like that? Or how do you adjust your product?
Yeah, well, indeed, we keep it simple. We like to keep it simple, so we have one fixture for all species. If it is vertical farming, even algae grow, tissue culturing, it doesn't matter for us. Everything grow perfect under sunlight. So we only think in more or less light. That's it. So we are not talking about micromoles, which is all such a specific tema, because micromole is not saying so good what you have if you don't express what you are really getting. To explain that, if I said 200 micromoles and I'm using only red as a color, then everybody knows that the plant will not grow, or at least not good growing. So what is 200 micromoles then saying? So you have to express what you really get. And if you don't do that, and if you do it only on one wavelength, and if there is really somebody on buff who has decided who the light has to be, why green is not important then?
Yeah, okay. So you think that your way of expressing light intensity and stuff like that is much more clear as well, maybe?
Yeah, but also understandable. If I go to a grower in a greenhouse and I say, what's happening with your plants after stopping this artificial lighting, so assimilation lighting, then everybody is saying the plants start to grow perfectly, everything is smoother, easier, etc. So then I say, okay, if we do that in the winter then as well, what do you expect then? And now we prove that we are getting as smoother, as easier, as simpler as it is in the summertime.
Okay, but then, so I heard you say that it works for everything, but seriously, everything?
Yeah, everything. The only thing which is the limit of the everything is that if you want to get, let's say for flowers, for example, if you want a quicker expression of the flower, then you could go to color at the end of the day or at the end of the growth section. So then it could be not our best solution. But if you go for food in vertical farms or in other areas, in countries, even in Mexico and in Dubai, then we say, okay, sunlight will be still the best, also for the quality of the fruit.
Okay, I think, yeah, you're very clear and there's not much discussion possible. I think you expressed yourself really well. If people want to know more about Rofianda or they want to get in touch, how did they find you?
Here in the Green Tech or?
Both.
Both, okay. Well, the Green Tech, we are in Hall 5, Booth 115, I believe. I'm even not sure, but I thought 115. On the internet, rofianda.nl, R-O-F-I-A-N-D-A, .nl, or you can send a mail to info@rofianda.nl.
Very clear and practical, just like your product. I want to thank you for this interview and for your explanation. I think it's a very interesting story. So thank you so much and have a lot of, I just want to wish you a very successful fair here at the Green Tech.
Yeah, thanks a lot too, and thanks for this interview.
This is Paprika. Radio.